One of our basic human need is connecting with people emotionally because we want to share our feelings, our frustration, our sadness with someone who will understand us and won't judge us. So we seek out that connection in places we often visit to try to connect with new people with common interest, showing ourselves as open and honest people. But what if this need for human connection loses its meaning? What if I told you that the more you overshare, the weaker your bond with the person gets? And the person who receives the information becomes a co-owner of your personal information, so they decide what to do with it. We are living in a time when we are encouraged to speak openly about our mental health, which is great, but it's also important to remember that not everyone is mentally capable of understanding your emotional struggle. What I mean by that is, suppose you're on a first date with someone you met online. You tell them about your hobbies, movies, and pets. This is appropriate sharing because you're giving them some basic information and showing that you have things in common. But what if instead you tell them about your ex-partner, your childhood trauma, and your financial problems? You end up giving them too much inappropriate information that they might not be ready to hear or handle. This shows that you have unresolved issues or baggage, which can lead to remorse or compounded stress later. Similarly, when you overshare your personal information with your friends and co-workers, it can make them feel uncomfortable. They won't know how to react and may feel like they are in an awkward position, which can lead them to avoid you the next time they see you. Research from the University of Maryland defines oversharing as showcasing weakness at work. They found that when a higher status individual discloses a weakness, they can accidentally damage their own reputation. They may lose trust and respect from others because their overshared information can be used against them to cause conflict or embarrassment. Similarly, sharing personal information about your partner with friends can make your partner feel betrayed. Imagine that you tell your friend about a fight you had with your partner. Your friend may take your side and offer support, but this can also create a negative impression of your partner in your friend's mind, which can cause an imbalance in the relationship. To summarize, oversharing can damage your future because it could put you in a danger by revealing too much information to the wrong person. It could ruin your first impression by making you share your past traumas, also distance and avoid people from you with the amount of personal information you share, or make your partner feel worse by injecting mistrust. However, understanding the body language of a person and keeping the conversation going back and forth can help you limit oversharing and build stronger relationships with those around you.